Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. What a big day it is for the Phillies. They're four out. Mets won last night. The Phillies have a doubleheader today. Of course, the COVID situation running through the Nationals yesterday. And got to think, John, that the Washington Nationals will enter play today with a depleted group.
Right.
You know, they're going to bring up minor leaguers.
It's a great situation for us.
I mean, you'd really
they're
like
to scramble mode, yeah. Just trying to get totally. Enough guys out there.
And we don't know who, James, we don't know who were the players that won't be eligible to play today.
We only know Trey Turner, obviously, because right. He left that other game, but we have not heard who the other players are.
I mean, you know, you would hope, John, that the Phillies, especially if it's some of their prime players for Washington, can seize on the opportunity to win, too.
Yes.
You know,
Jimmy, what you were saying, this is the last time that the Washington team is here in Philadelphia.
Correct.
So it behooves them to try to do whatever they can to you know, scrape enough yep. guys together.
Yeah, they don't want to take a trip up here on an off day to play a doubleheader, play right. a game or whatever. Absolutely.
Right. I think it's a nice situation for the Phillies at a timely moment.
Yep.
This is good. The world is good.
Yep. I mean, not good that those guys got COVID, but yeah. But wow. I'm just
the world is I'm, good for
I'm clarifying. I
mean, our
you know,
team.
So yeah. So yeah. Yes. People don't get the impression that's what you're saying because obviously right. that's not your intent.
No.
All right. To the phones. Let's go to Josh in Manayunk to buy, to sell, to hold for the Phillies. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Hey guys, listen. I'm excited. I really am. I think today is D-Day. I cannot be more excited about this. I would love to see them win too. And you know, thrive off the momentum. Dombrowski, go earn his money, make a couple of trades, mm-hmm. shake this thing up. Because after all if we're trading whatever type of prospects, whether it's Bryson Scott or I don't care, Alex Baum, let's make it happen for this year. Let's make it happen because, like the previous caller said, yes, the doom and gloom of Philadelphia, we all lived through it, okay? And nothing would make me happier than getting that bum in BS Ben Simmons out of here tonight, whether it's for prospects, Or a few players. Yeah, Joe, do I kind of believe you that he's going to be around for another couple of weeks? Yeah, but get this guy out of here. Let me tell you something. I'll be setting fireworks off in Manhattan tonight when he is traded. Whatever that is, it's going to happen, and I can't wait because he's been a bust. This fraudulent, untapped talent. Untapped nothing. He stinks, okay? He showed up just like Simone Biles did in game seven. So I'll be glad when he's gone.
All right. And now, Josh, I got to take you back to something you said on Bohm because you slipped his name in there real quick, and it's a great spot for me to stop you and say I disagree with you. I don't want to see the Phillies trade Alec Bohm. I know he's been a huge disappointment this year. I know there's a chance he doesn't really get this career cranked up. But with what he showed last year and with how he progressed through the minors.
The upside is pretty attractive.
And Josh, he was the third pick in a baseball draft. Now, I know that can be
nothing. I get that.
Mickey Moniak was number one, but he's under control of contract for years. I don't want to see the Phillies trade Alec Bohm.
I don't, but you know what? If we can get a quality starter back, Joe, or, you know, somewhere that we can really add something, give me, if you can get him for, say, like a third starter, okay, that's like of Eflin level or better, I would take that chance, man.
But Josh, a lot of these guys you get back normally are on the last year of their deal or maybe have into next year with their contract. Alec Bohm's a Philly like till the middle part of this decade. I'm not ripping that up.
No, well, you know, I don't argue that either. But you know what? Like I said, if we can get someone we have some type of control with, but a solid arm, Joe, my God. Right. Well, I feel as if we got other guys that can – come in there and be another Alec Bohm.
Well,
you know, I really
here's the problem, and Josh, appreciate the call. Let's just say the Phillies add, to use his term, a solid arm. Okay, let's just say they do. So now you have Nola. Well, I'll start going in order. Now you have Wheeler. You got Nola. Let's put the solid arm addition as three, because you don't know when Eflin's actually going to pitch. Then you're going to have Eflin at some point, but I don't know. Is that in a week? Is that 2 weeks? Is that three? I don't know. Okay, knee tendonitis. You still have at least one, if not two, of Matt Moore, Velasquez, Spencer Howard. You still have them. I mean, if Eflin's not ready to go, if he's out for some time, my rotation becomes Wheeler, Nola, the solid arm addition, and if Eflin's out, I'm still rolling with Vince Velasquez and Matt
Moore.
Okay, that's
if Eflin's out, and he's not going to be out forever. It's tendonitis, and this is the kind of thing that he could pitch with if he were forced to. I believe that. And right now, I agree with you. Getting rid of Alex Bohm because of how affordable he is, because of the development that should occur, in the next couple years, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But if we get to a point where a team says, "Hey, he's a bright, attractive, shiny object in our world," we will that will put us over the top for this trade for a starter. Ronald Torres factors in.
Nice.
Ronald Torres is a guy that I have learned to trust.
I like him, but he's a role player guy. He's not.
Has been in his career. He has been a role player. But this year, he's, I guess, grown, taken a step in the right direction. I have more faith in him playing third base for us than I do in Alec Bohm.
Look, I think so Torres has done a nice job, and Torres has had a better year than Bohm. I'll say this. Bohm, if we're really talking about the Phillies truly buying, Bohm is, frankly, probably one of the main names the other teams would ask for, because he is one of the more heralded prospects that has had some success in the big leagues, obviously met resistance this year. James, if you had to trade Alec Bohm for Craig Kimbrell, would you do that?
No.
I agree.
Absolutely not.
I agree with you.
Not even a question in my mind.
I agree with that. Okay. And you want the Phillies to be a buyer.
Kind of.
But for you, that's a little too far.
Yeah. Also, I want them to be a tiny buyer. Like, I like the Tyler Anderson type of moves. The get guys who are better than Vinny and Matt Moore, but not – I'm not going all in.
John
I'm not trading
Gray.
John Gray would be
from
nice,
the Colorado
too.
Colorado Rock.
Again, I think the best move the Phillies can make is take on cash. Is what the reason that the Marlins got that top prospect or former top prospect back for Starling Marte is because they said, we'll pay the $4.5 million left on his salary. So they got a better prospect back. That's the type of move the Phillies should be looking for is, hey, we'll take on this salary you don't want to pay for the rest of the year to get a better player than we have now, but we're giving you less back to do it. Those are the type of moves I'm looking for.
Look at Derek Jeter dipping in that pocket of Yankees money he made.
How about that, Jeter?
Hey, about Jeter. All right, let's go to Joe in Northeast Philly. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, John, and James.
Hi, Joe.
With the Phillies, the Mets pitching staff right now is in the same situation as the Phillies. DeGrom might be out for a couple more weeks. They have Stroman and Taijuan Walker. And this is what the Mets did, Joe and John. They had this kid who just pitched last night. This is his third game. He only had 14 innings in AAA. His name is McGill.
Wow.
He threw his first two games. He threw six innings, no run ball, scoreless innings. And last night against the Braves, I was watching it on game day. He went 5 1/3 and gave up a home run to Riley. And so, when our pitchers, when Moore and Velasquez were pitching so terrible all year long, it was a chance for the Phillies, whether they brought the guy up from Double A or bring another fast track a guy up, throw him in there, because we had. Do you remember Vance Worley?
Vance Worley, for the
Phillies,
the Vannibal.
He didn't have great numbers down in the minor leagues, and he came up here, and he was almost Rookie of the Year. So, sometimes, and it's just like that catcher, Marchand, I like him. he's only hitting 200 down there. I mean, but yet he comes up here and plays a few games last year. He hits 278. You know, so sometimes the pitching.
Well, listen,
the guys
Joe.
The key
with that is that the player that's in Double A that you want to fast track actually can do it. I mean,
you don't know that, Joe.
Right,
you
but there's
know,
also
I mean,
a chance
you,
the guy gets.
You should know by their stuff. You should know.
Gary, listen, I love what you're saying in theory. I think the problem is the Phillies don't have prospects that are heralded to be this guy can do that guy.
Right. Well, neither was this guy supposedly this from the Mets. He wasn't a big prospect,
well, and
he got 14 innings in Triple A. He's up, and he's gave him three great outings so far.
Listen, I'm not Joe. If the Phillies have a guy that can do it, I mean it's great. Go for it. Appreciate the call, man. If you got a guy in Double A who's waiting in the wings, bring him up. But I mean, think about this: 4 months into the season, where it's been a merry-go-round at the back of the rotation of Matt Moore, Chase Anderson.
Yeah, I don't think they have that.
Vince Velasquez and Spencer Howard. I think they would have thought of that by now.
Yeah.
I mean, really. By the way, James, I just said Vanable, but it's Vanimal?
Vanimal.
Vanimal.
Like animal, Vanimal.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I said Vanable. I'm like, that didn't sound
not like cannibal.
No. Vance Worley was not playing off a cannibal, an animal. I'll tell you who it probably will not be seen in Big League Baseball, John, for a while, because as he was just talking about the Mets, the last caller, I don't know if you saw this. It was a few days back. So Jared Eichhoff was pitching for the Mets. He got sent back down
to
the minors.
Right. Yeah.
For those that miss it, former Phils pitcher Jared Eichhoff, who actually had a nice start with the Phils here for, you know, a year or so, but then the injury set in. He had an outing the other day. 10 innings. Less than 10 outs. He was the first.
Not 10 innings.
10 sorry,
runs.
I said it wrong.
Yeah, I know.
10 runs in less than 10 outs. He was the first pitcher in Mets history. And I got to think there's very few in baseball, you know, history, or at least recent history, to give up 10 runs and to not get 10 outs. And the Mets, as you would expect, said yesterday, bye-bye.
Gave up 12 base runners in 3 1/3.
Yeah, down to the minors. Did we interview him?
Yes.
And he was a really nice guy, right?
First spring training.
Super nice guy is my recollection. James, do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember the specifics of it, but I remember thinking, oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, that was my take.
That's what I thought.
Tight end in high school.
Well, you got a good memory, man.
How do you pull this stuff, man? How do you remember that?
I don't know. He looked like a tight end.
I'm very impressed. All right, Twitter.
5 walks, 7 hits,
oh, yeah,
4 strikeouts,
yeah,
10 earned runs in 3 1/3.
Keeping the Phils in it. Problem is, Phils, they're not going to cross it. Look, I don't mean to be doom and gloom guy. I mean, I want to be excited.
Does that hurt you that the Mets are struggling on the mound?
You guys, man.
No, for real.
Let's go, Mets.
Stop it. You got that audio, James. You cannot.
One of my favorites now.
And there was, let's go, Mets.
And there was also that Cowboys line. Remember that Cowboys line I said a few years ago?
Oh, yeah. What, do you want me to pull that up?
No, I'm really not interested in that. I'm just saying the side-by-side of the Cowboys and Mets. I mean, talk about being done dirty.
You do understand how wrong it is. What you're saying you did, the Mets support back in 99,
yeah,
was it?
99.
You do, like, when you create that analogy to this year in football, like, what you did was akin to becoming a Giants fan if the Eagles
I think more a Cowboys fan.
I like the Cowboys.
I was talking about it, so, with team to pick that week on a Sunday.
Let's go, Mets.
For betting purposes.
So, do you become a fan of other teams in the division if the Eagles are out of it this year? No, you shouldn't.
I don't know.
And that's the point.
No, I don't.
You're defending
defense
of the Mets.
All I was doing was rooting against the Braves. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, with the NBA draft tonight, do you think Ben Simmons will be traded today? Let's close this one up, John. A, yes. B, no. Where do you think the voting results have happened just in the last half hour from people on Twitter? Yes or no? Yes, he gets traded tonight. No, he doesn't.
I think everyone hopes he gets traded, and that's going to influence this answer. But it's not going to be over the top, because people recognize a lot has to occur before this takes place. So I'm going to say 53% say yes.
It's not that high, but it's sizable enough that it grabs my attention. 40% of people think he'll be traded tonight. Now, I will tell you, I think you're dead wrong.
Yeah, I don't think he gets traded tonight.
I am really – I mean, 40% of Sixers fans really think Ben Simmons – and look, it could –
That's the one,
it
too.
Could have. Oh, yeah, it might be the one, too. And it's the narrative that it could happen tonight. But if you really dig down on the issue, I personally find it very unlikely Ben Simmons gets traded tonight.
Maybe.
Let's go to the – but, again, it could happen. I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact this is a key night in the calendar of basketball and decisions and wheeling and dealing and all that. 215-592-9494. And a reminder, afternoon baseball today here on WIP. Phil's playing at noon, then the second game follows. Huge opportunity for the Phil's to try to make a move in this division. They enter play today, four out. Phil's and Nationals noon today on WIP. Let's go to Gary in Whitehall. Hey, Gary.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hi, Gary.
Morning, Gary.
What's going on? So tonight's a celebration because I'm actually one of the 40%.
Really?
I believe they make the move. Bye bye, Ben. I don't care if it's for sweatbands and a jug of Gatorade.
But I really
don't care.
Listen, Gary, but they care and they should care. And part of why it won't happen today, in my opinion, is because they will wait to try to get a prime NBA All-Star. And listen, that could happen tonight. I just don't think it will. Instead of draft picks and lesser players.
I understand the haste and everything else, but I think if you wait, I think the train's going to pass the station and you won't make that move and you're going to be stuck with him on the bench.
Well, it could be. I mean, I'll tell you what's an interesting aspect to this we haven't talked about is to what extent Joel Embiid is behind the scenes, forget his dealings with the Sixers saying, hey, you got to trade this guy, which I think Joel probably would say to the Sixers. But Joel's recruitment of Damian Lillard and Bradley Beal, which let me put it this way, I would be dramatically disappointed in Joel if he is not trying to recruit one of those,
right,
one or both of those guys.
Right.
And then how, you know, funky it is if you're recruiting both at the same time, which he really should do, knowing that you only can trade for one of them. So then that gets kind of weird. Let's think of it this way. The real target is Damian Lillard. But you also have to kind of hedge your bet if you're Joel and talk.
I got a lot of faith that he can navigate that, though.
I know, but what if Bradley Beal says to him, well, do you want me or do you want Dame? No, what's Joel? Now Joel's got a law. I want you, Bradley. But
So in other words, you're saying we got another player GM.
Well, no, it's not a player GM. It's a player recruiter.
Okay.
And that can be very valuable in the NBA.
Okay. Well, I'm still Phillies-wise rotation. You got to get pitching. You need pitching. I don't care what you have to do. If you're gonna do it now. Because I mean, this is a prime opportunity to take the NL East. And once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. You get hot at the right time. You never know. That's the nature of the beast. I say go rotation. I like Gray. I'll take Gray. I'm not really in on Kimbrel. It's going to take too much to get Kimbrel.
Too much.
And I think with the rotation of what he's doing in the bullpen, yes, you have ups and downs, and that's any bullpen. I mean, look at Brad Hand. I mean, two games in a row, and they've actually brought him back out the third time, and he closed him down. I mean, that's the closer mentality. I mean, but you need rotations. I mean, like you say.
All right, Gary, I got you, my man. I got you. All right, appreciate the call.
You know, well,
let's get to James first. James, you got some information. What do you have?
Yeah, so Bob Nightingale tweeting out, one more staff member tested positive for the Nats, but no more players. And Dave Martinez has announced that Max Scherzer is pitching game one of the doubleheader today. Scherzer has been injured. He's back now. So I think the fact that they're announcing it, probably a good sign that they're going to play these games, but still
what
no official
matchup.
Word, but no more players testing positive. I think likely they're going to play today. We'll find out for sure.
So it's Wheeler Scherzer?
Wheeler Scherzer.
What
big.
A game.
That's big. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, in line with.
What a game, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Exciting.
On WIP 1205. Don't miss it.
And bullpen shouldn't be needed. Yeah, it's a showdown.
Well, yeah, they better not, right? Because, you know, you got to play two today, then three in Pittsburgh this weekend. Like, let's go.
Joe, part of your resistance to adding players is that you feel that they need to add more than just a couple guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, think about this scenario where if you're able to get Craig Kimbrel, and you make him your closer. And you're able to get a John Gray, and he becomes your three or four. And Eflin gets healthy. You've now got four starting pitchers that you feel good about in Wheeler, Nola, Eflin, Gray. You've got Kimbrel as your closer, which means you can potentially take Ranger Suarez out of the closer role and begin stretching him out. In the back of your in the back of your mind, this doesn't have to happen prior to the trade deadline, but Cole Hamels is sitting there able to pitch once he gets back into baseball shape. That is another consideration that would just cost money. You can go from where we are right now, which is essentially we have two guys, to six guys that you'd feel pretty good about in that scenario just by adding Kimbrel and a starter,
I'm a Gray guy. Listen, you make it sound doable and easy because you're talking about not having to give up as much prospects and spending money. But I'm going to ask you a question, John. You and I have been doing this show for 5 years. We love the Phillies. In those 5 years, they have not crossed the luxury tax threshold.
Right. I think this is clearly the year that happens.
Hold on. We were told by the Phillies that they'll do it when kind of like when John Middleton believes in them that it's worth doing. However, that was phrased by, I think it was McPhail, like a 2 years ago, I think it was. Okay. The Phillies through 100 games are 50-50. They're not 60-40. They're 50-50. Do you really think John Middleton really crosses a luxury threshold in the next 30 hours, that he really believes this team is worth it?
If in his mind he envisions having those six pitchers, like those six quality starting pitchers who can then take this weakness of this team and turn it into a strength, that's definitely worth spending it across that luxury threshold. That takes a team that blew the most saves in the majors in the first half, you know, a team that would get out to incredible leads and then see them dwindle away. That takes that team, instead of being 50-50, you know, I have a different picture in my mind's eye of what the team can do in the second half.
I'm going to offer you, I don't think this is so much a bet, just terms of a deal. And I want to see if you, because I don't think the Phillies are going to get Craig Kimbrel. And I know you think it's, you know, not like the most likely thing, but they could. I'm going to offer this to you. You can accept or reject this offer. If the Phillies do not get Craig Kimbrel, you owe me $10. If the Phillies do get Craig Kimbrel, I will give you $100.
Whoa.
And this is, you know, trade deadline. August 1st is Craig Kimbrel a Philly. I am so confident that the Phillies will either not cross the luxury threshold or do not have the prospects to, you know, get that deal done. I am so confident of that. And that John Middleton, rightfully so, doesn't believe in this team at 50-50. I'm so confident they will not acquire Craig Kimbrel. I will offer you 10 to 1. I will give you 100. You give me 10. You want to say yes or you want to say no?
Sure.
Okay. James, whose side of that would you rather be on?
I like the odds. I think you gave him pretty good odds.
I mean, I gave him a hefty.
The odds are hard, so I would consider taking
that risk. I do not think they end up with Craig Kimbrel, but for 10 to 1 odds, I'd probably take that risk.
Okay, so I'm a generous man. I mean,
good odds,
I mean,
man.
Normally, but again,
I don't think they get Kimbrel, so I would be torn.
Okay. I mean, Thursday life advice. Normally, we're not doing life advice today because we got Phillies baseball, and James is torn. Should I start singing Natalie? You know,
torn.
You should see me in the car, John, when I'm listening to music and Natalie comes on. Or when our gal, and she's a friend of the show, Lisa Loeb.
Lisa.
With, what was that, Stay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stay and Torn, two great songs from the 90s, both one word, both pretty similar. It's just a girl in an apartment in a video just talking into a camera.
Both could not be less suited for your voice, too, as well.
Both phenomenal songs from the 1990s.
You have both those songs in your car?
No, and I'm saying if I'm driving in my car and they come on the radio.
You're going to give us a little Lisa Loeb? I mean, you've given us Torn.
Hey, you bring us back with Lisa Loeb, I'll sing along. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. The Phillies, they play at noon today. We'll get you ready for Phil's baseball leading off up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new users up with an epic summer games bonus. Just place your first bet on any summer games sport risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. It's a spectacular deal. And, of course, you can choose from any of these competitions, be it track and field, swimming, gymnastics, all of it there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook during the summer games. Baseball, basketball, soccer, it's all there. And promotions like this, just one of many reasons why I love betting with America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. Sign up using promo code HAMMER. Again, promo code HAMMER, and not just for the summer games, but for any sports across all the professional leagues. Promo code HAMMER. It's there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.